This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the next phase of regional air connectivity scheme, Viksit Udan, in Jodhpur, Rajasthan yesterday, to give fillip to air travel in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities and remote regions. Addressing a massive gathering, the Prime Minister said that under the new phase of Udan scheme, smaller cities and remote regions will be connected through air connectivity.
Udan Yojana ke naye charan ki bhi shuruaat hui hai. इसके तहत छोटे छोटे शहरों और दूर दराज के क्षेत्रों को एयर कनेक्टिविटी से जोड़ा जाएगा साथ ही अब जयपुर में मेट्रो का विस्तार भी होने जा रहा है
Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated the new terminal building at Jodhpur Airport, marking a major push to India's civil aviation infrastructure and regional connectivity. The monsoon session of Parliament will commence on the 20th of this month. It will continue till 13th of August. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the monsoon session of Parliament from 20th of July. Renowned Pandwani singer of Chhattisgarh and Padma Vibhushan awardee Tijan Bai has passed away. She had been suffering from a prolonged illness and was undergoing treatment at AIIMS Raipur. She breathed her last at around 3:15 a.m. today. With her powerful voice, compelling stage presence and distinctive style of narration, Tijan Bai gave Pandwani a new identity, not only across India but also internationally. Her remarkable ability to bring the stories of Mahabharata to life on stage made her one of the most celebrated exponents of Indian folk culture. In recognition of her outstanding contribution to Indian folk art, she was honored with Padma Shri, Padma Bhushan and Padma Vibhushan, the country's second highest civilian award. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over her demise. In a social media post, President Murmu said that Tijan Bai brought the tales of Mahabharata to life on stage with her powerful voice, commanding presence and unique style of presentation. The president said that Tijan Bai brought recognition to Chhattisgarh's rich Pandwani tradition, both in India and abroad, through her exceptional talent, dedication, and years of rigorous practice. She said that her contribution to the dissemination of India's cultural heritage will remain memorable. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that she earned global recognition for this folk art form from Chhattisgarh through her magnificent performances. The Prime Minister said that her demise is an irreparable loss to the world of art and culture. Government has increased the procurement price of onions for the price stabilization buffer by 13% from 1,875 rupees per quintal to 2,125 rupees per quintal. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said that the revised procurement price will ensure better returns for onion farmers while supporting buffer procurement efforts. The annual Amarnath Yatra has witnessed an encouraging start this year with 32,313 devotees offering prayers at the cave shrine during the first 2 days of the pilgrimage. 20,145 pilgrims performed darshan at the cave shrine on the second day of the Yatra, registering a notable increase over the 14,515 devotees who visited the shrine on the corresponding second day last year. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has hailed India as key economic partner ahead of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Australia from 8th to 10th of this month. In a statement, Australian Prime Minister's office said, as the world's fourth largest and fastest growing economy, India is a critical economic partner for Australia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today pay tribute to former Union Minister Ram Vilas Paswan on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Ram Vilas Paswan made significant contributions to the upliftment of society's deprived and weaker sections. In the FIFA World Cup, France booked their place in the quarterfinals with a hard-fought 1-0 victory over Paraguay in the round of 16 at Philadelphia. Captain Kylian Mbappe scored the only goal of the match from the penalty spot in the 70th minute after VAR awarded France a spot kick. France will now face Morocco in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.